All right, guys, we're here. So don't forget your stuff, okay? And Dylan, grab your snow pants.
Okay.
Here's a ritual that happens in millions of American families every day. Parents dropping off kids at the babysitter's.
This is an excerpt from one of the favorite all-time stories about babysitting on one of the most iconic shows on public radio, This American Life. The program, which is heard by more than 4 million people a week, is a mix of journalism, essays, and sometimes even comedy. If you're a regular listener, you know it doesn't fit into a category other than to say it's a unique venture into storytelling.
Aesthetically, I always wanted the stories to just have more feeling and be funnier and have characters and have stories to them, like real plots, like real stories. And I think a lot of that came from growing up. Like, my mom took us to a lot of Broadway musicals, you know, when they would come through Baltimore, and she just really loved those. And I just think those aesthetics kind of stuck in me and informed a lot of my taste.
That, of course, is the distinctive voice of Ira Glass, the host and creator of This American Life. Glass admits his path to what he does today was an unlikely one. He grew up in Baltimore, and while he was active in student government and theater, he had little interest in journalism. But that changed when he was 19, and he got an internship at NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C. He first worked with the documentary producer and then on NPR's news magazines.
My first actual paid job at NPR after my internship was working with this guy who was really interested in new ways to use the form. And so he would do stories without narrators and stories which had a ton of sound. The narrators would be the characters in the stories sometimes. I think I came in with a really different attitude. But the thing I had to learn was how to do journalism. And that took just years. Like, I really needed to learn from my betters, like, what real journalism was. And then at some point, I kind of combined the stuff that I had been doing with the documentary guy, with the stuff that I was doing with the news people.
Glass says he realized that letting people tell their stories and mixing in natural dialogue and sound could bring life and emotion to something that might otherwise be a laundry list of facts.
Without ever thinking that this is what I was doing, I think I kind of unconsciously pushed towards work where there would be a real story, but it would be journalism, but it would be sort of funny at the beginning and about a bigger something and characters and scenes, and you get caught up in the plot, and then about something sort of sad and big at the end.
Glass became an NPR reporter known for his unique storytelling style. In 1995, it led to an offer to create a show at WBEZ in Boston, which would highlight the region's culture. The end result was This American Life.
Now we've been on the air for so long, people just understand, like, this is a logical thing that you would do on public radio, like stories like this, long stories. But I remember at the beginning when we tried to get stations to pick up the show, stations would say, like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Like, one week the show's funny and the next week it's, like, really serious. Like, how will the audience know what to expect? And we had to say, like, well, it's always us. Like, it's us with the same sensibility. People would just get used to that.
Glass admits it. Not only was getting stations to carry the show tough, getting general managers to accept him as host also wasn't easy.
20 years ago when we started the show, people sounded more like, you know, the network hosts, like Robert Siegel, and, you know, just like those old school sort of public radio hosts who's wonderful. Like, I love Robert Siegel. I worked with him, but I definitely don't sound like him. When we tried to talk stations into it, they were like, but when's the adult going to arrive? Who's going to be the host of the show? And it's sort of like, you don't sound like a host. You sound like, you know, like one of the people who comes on the show.
This American Life is now heard by close to 5 million people a week on public radio and through its podcasts. It's the most popular podcast in the country. It's also led to the successful podcast spinoffs Serial and S-Town. The success has allowed the program to add producers, which is important when you spend weeks or months on stories, which sometimes never air.
It's a very messy process. We're just going to run at stuff knowing that half of it isn't going to work, because we're looking for stories that are so surprising.
Glass talks about what he hopes listeners get from their storytelling.
We see it, like, unashamedly as an entertainment. We want the stories to be just great stories that pull you in and are satisfying. And, you know, you just get caught up in the feelings of it. We're able to spend time in a place covering things that other people are covering in the news, where I feel like we find stuff that other reporters haven't found.
Glass is bringing his new multimedia show, 7 Things I've Learned, to Santa Barbara's Granada Theater Saturday night. There are still limited tickets available to the UCSB Arts and Lectures event. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.